Tenor saxophonist Leon Barry, who was nicknamed Chew, died at age 33 in a 1941 accident, ending a 9-year run in recording studios that found him backing singers like Billie Holiday and Mildred Bailey, jamming in informal sessions, squeezing short solos into big band numbers by Fletcher Henderson or Cab Calloway, and getting a few featured numbers all to himself. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a new Chew Berry box set that details his meteoric career.
I had a nightmare last night when I laid down. When I woke up this morning, my sweet man couldn't be found. I'm going down to the river. Into it I'm going to jump. Can't keep from wearing, cause I'm down in the dump.
Someone Chew Berry in dialogue with blues queen Bessie Smith in 1933. It was her last recording session, and one of his first. The 1920 scene Smith had dominated was already starting to look like ancient history as the swing era loomed. Jazz was evolving so quickly, young musicians needed to master an already established language and keep abreast of new developments, which placed more demands on soloists. Players learned by imitating the masters, even as they strove to define their own sound. Berry wasn't shy about challenging tenor sax champ Coleman Hawkins, his role model for improvising busy lines that elegantly outline a tune's chords. They became sort of friendly rivals. Hawk improvised prettier phrases, but Berry had his own leathery tone, slinky lines, and jumpier timing. Chew Berry with Lionel Hampton, 1939. The tenor saxophonist is subject of a new 7-CD box from the Webb Order House Mosaic Records, classic Chew Berry, Columbia, and Victor sessions. It gives you almost as detailed a survey of his recording career as one could ask for, lacking only a few essentials. An outgoing, outspoken musician from West Virginia, Berry sparked the big bands he played in, urging his colleagues to try harder and aim higher. He gave bandleader Fletcher Henderson one of his big hits with Christopher Columbus, built on a pet Berry riff. He had even greater impact after he joined the chronically underrated singer Cab Calloway, encouraging Cab to feature the band more on hipper arrangements. Calloway, for his part, was a sterling showman who made field hollering hip for hipsters. His song celebrated looking sharp and living large, even if hearty partying might lead to a breach in social decorum.
Late this morning, about 10:30, old Pops come falling in. Lipstick on his cheek and a knot on his chin. No hat, no shoes, but a belly full of gin. Uncle, auntie, he still got on his panty. Oh, Pops in bed with his britches on. Pops in bed with his britches on.
On record, Chew Berry is so often glimpsed in short 8 or 16 bar bursts, you get impatient to hear him hog the spotlight. In 1940, Calloway showcased him on A Ghost of a Chance, where Berry borrows a lick or two and the general atmosphere from Coleman Hawkins' recent hit Body and Soul. That record had pointedly bested Berry's version from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
By 1941, Chew Berry had been picking up ideas from young mavericks like trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie and jamming with them on the Harlem after-hours sessions that gave rise to a new style, soon known as bebop. Berry wouldn't live to see it through, though. He was on the road with Cab Calloway when fatally injured in a car crash in Ohio. But the dozens of sessions he'd recorded staked his claim as one of the great soloists of the 1930s. By the way, shortly before Berry died, his perennial rival Coleman Hawkins was asked to list his favorite tenor players. Chew Berry came in at number two.
Kevin Whitehead teaches English and American Studies at the University of Kansas, and he's a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed classic Chew Berry, Columbia, and Victor sessions on the Mosaic label. I'm Terry Gross.